Track 6, page 12. New research you're funding. Everything we learn about macular disease brings us closer to beating it for good. And thanks to Macular Society members, 7 new research projects will start this year, each one bringing a cure closer or making life better today. Here are the first 4 projects that you are making possible in 2021. 1. Healthy mitochondria, better sight. Stopping early AMD by helping eye cells to use energy better. By Professor Andrew Dick, University of Bristol. The problem. Cells in the retinal pigment epithelium, RPE, use a lot of energy, so they are vulnerable to the build-up of toxic waste and damage to mitochondria, the cell's energy sources. This triggers the immune system and causes inflammation, which is even more damaging. We have discovered that loss of critical molecules, including IL-33, disrupts cell metabolism, the way cells use energy. This causes cell aging and harmful inflammation of the kind we'd expect to see in age-related macular degeneration, AMD. This project. We want to use this discovery of key molecules to reset RPE health and stop AMD at its very earliest stages. We will start by introducing molecules into stressed cells and using genetic profiling to understand how this treatment could help the RPE to work better. In the second stage, we will explore how best to deliver these potential therapies, aiming to stop or delay the damaging changes. Why is this important? Our project seeks to understand how the immune system and metabolic changes work together to make AMD worse. That understanding could lead to a targeted therapy to treat AMD early, efficiently, and safely. 2. METRGT, the Manchester Eye Tissue Repository Genome Transcriptome Project. By Dr. Jamie Ellingford, University of Manchester. The problem. Macular dystrophies, MD, are genetic conditions that can cause problems with detailed vision from early childhood. Although we know most of the genes that cause MDs, many individuals do not have a diagnosis even after extensive genetic testing. This project. We will use donated human tissue from the METR to identify common and rare gene changes that impact the expression of genes in the retina, whether the genes are switched on or not, and how active they are. Why is this important? One immediate benefit will be improved interpretation of gene changes that sometimes cause, and sometimes do not cause, MD. This will mean more people get a genetic diagnosis and are able to manage their condition better. Understanding how macular dystrophies develop and progress could also suggest new ways to treat them. 3. Could a flower compound stop leaky blood vessels growing? By Professor Dulcie Mulholland, University of Surrey. The problem. Existing drugs for wet age-related macular degeneration, AMD, do not work in all patients, are expensive, and must be injected directly into the eye. Compounds called homoisoflavonoids have the potential to stop abnormal blood vessel growth and prevent sight being lost. However, these compounds are scarce. Often come from endangered plant species, including the hyacinthaceae, and are difficult to isolate in large amounts. This project, we will be creating a library of homoisoflavonoids and working through them methodically, testing each one's ability to stop the growth of blood vessel cells and checking that they are non-toxic. We will test the most promising chemicals in mice and examine which targets these chemicals interact with inside the cell. This will give us the information we need to develop one or more homoisoflavonoid derivatives. Why is this important? The small molecules that we are developing can be produced cheaply and could be given as eye drops or even tablets. This would be a huge advantage to wet AMD patients worldwide, especially in places where it's harder to store and inject drugs safely. Our molecules could be useful for patients who do not respond to the existing treatments. 4. Real-life costs and benefits of wearable low vision aids by Dr. Kezia Latham, Anglia Ruskin University. The problem. We know that low vision aids, LVAs, help people undertake daily tasks and maintain their independence. And new head-mounted electronic LVAs could supplement or even replace conventional LVAs such as optical magnifiers. But when members of the Macular Society asked us, "Do you think these devices would work for me?" or "Which of these systems would you recommend?" we didn't have the independent evidence to answer accurately. Wearables do improve the ability to read letters on a test chart. However, how helpful they are when performing everyday tasks, whether they affect a person's quality of life, and whether they are cost-effective is not yet clear. This study. We will recruit 42 people with macular disease and place them in three groups. The first group will receive standard low vision care, including optical LVAs. The second will receive standard care and an iPod with apps for visually impaired people. The third will receive standard care and a wearable device. After 3 months, we will compare the devices in terms of their use, impact on quality of life, and cost effectiveness. Why is this important? If these devices are a cost-effective way to improve quality of life, a case can be made for them to be funded and provided in NHS low vision clinics. Find out more at macularsociety.org/research. Track 7, page 16. Macular Society funded research, final report.